Recent camp meeting, because that's when we had a lot of people and singing all the song, the song at the same time, and Oh, and by the way, thanks, Brother Joe, for recording this, because it's testimony service and I can't do it on my end. And those of you that are using the old WTPR, you probably experienced 5-second lag 3 times. And I just realized, Joe, when we repaired that link, we didn't repair the link inside the player. Because if you push the play button on the bottom of the text chat, it'll bring you to that the old WTPR. And why do I say old? For those of you that just joined us, we finally got the new static IP. So I've got actually 3 internet services running through the house. One's $5 a month, so I don't really care about that one. I just use that one for the cameras and then any kind of Wi-Fi stuff we need. But the new one that's coming in is not going to be going down like the old one, because the new one is based on cellular towers, whereas the old one is based on a wireless feed from a grain bin about 2.5 miles from here. Because there's a dish, an antenna that's pushing the signal out about 250 feet up, and it hits my house. I'm the closest one to it because I'm only 2.5 miles from it. And then it reaches all, I mean, it's line of sight, so I think it's like 20 miles it'll reach, or something, or 40 miles. I can't remember. It's pretty far. And so, but that one goes down all the time. As you all know, our sites go down left and right all the time. Well, the sites are still going to be going down left and right all the time up until I decided to push everything over to the new one. But right now, the new place, especially starting next week, is right now we are running WTPR on 2 streamers. And if you go to remnantofgod.net, not remnantofgod.org, remnantofgod.net, the main page has a menu. And when you get there, as a matter of fact, I'm going to put it in the stream for everybody to see it, and then we're going to start the testimony service. But I have to do this because we got to make everybody aware so that this doesn't happen, because half the people are on the old WTPR and half the people are on the new one. So this is what I mean about old and new. Let me go to the stream here. Let me put this over here on this page so I can see it, and go to remnantofgod.org. Oh, no, yeah, okay, see, it says remnantofgod.org. I'm just going to change it to net. Oops, that put the portal in, sorry. Take the portal out, and that's what you're going to see. This is a new, it kind of looks like, sbrchurch.online, and I'll eventually have this one redirect back to sdrchurch.online, but I want to get it on the new server first. But here, if you click this, look on the, I don't know if it shows up. No, it doesn't. I wonder if it would happen if I go there inside a stream and see what will happen. It'll go echoing down in. Watch this. It's probably going to echo in. Yep, it's echoing. See how it's echoing? Okay, here comes another one. So let's not do that. It's going to kind of like mess things up. It'll overdo the bandwidth. But that one there works, but it's on a new server now. Okay? Twitch, obviously, is never going to change. YouTube, that's our brother in Poland. That's never going to change. WTPR live and WTPR pre-recorded. There's the change, the main change, because WTPR pre-recorded, this is the old one, okay? And I just put a link to it, but that's actually, if you go to remnantofgod.org, okay, and you go down here to go listen to WTPR, I got both on here as well. Live WTPR, the top link, is for church services only. WTPR, the old-fashioned one, is now going to be called WTPR 24/7. That one is always pre-recorded, sermons and studies and POGM events or anything else that we've all recorded over the years. It's got like, where's it? It's the thousand. I can't remember exactly to tell you how many hours is on there. But if you go to WTPR, that one is, oh, here it is, right here, 98 days, 21 hours, 51 minutes, and 15 seconds worth of studies and sermons. And that's going to go up again tonight after Sabbath when I upload today's stuff. That's down here. That's the old WTPR. That's always going to be on 24/7, but every now and then it'll go down because that's my old internet. This one here, when we're not live, you're going to be hearing beautiful music all week long. And I've noticed some of you like that music. So I'm probably going to download it and just put it on the server itself, because I don't want to have a second stream running through. It's just calm, beautiful music. I'm looking for a whole mess of gospel music, hymns, you know, without any words. Problem is, the one that I use on my cell phone when I go out for the midday prayer, about halfway through, which is about 35 minutes, not even halfway, that's why the one I have is 3 hours. So about an hour and a half into it, it'll start playing that one hymn from the years ago about the Trinity, and I don't want that playing in the back of my mind. And so if I can get a list, I have to remove some of the MP3s out of there. And so, but yeah, anyway, next week, please go to remnantofgod.net. If you're confused, that's the easiest way to do it. Please don't use your saved URLs like a lot of people are doing. Like, say, if you click here, the player. Now, look at the new server, how quickly, bam, it comes up. Oh, that's the old one. It's showing. Yeah, that's the old one down here. Here's the new one. See how the old one just keeps on spinning? Watch the new one. Bam, it's playing that fast. And so this is live. This is the one for when we do church, okay? This one is the old, that one's just going to be pre-recorded stuff. So thank you for understanding, but we have to do it this way. There's no other way. And so hopefully within the next few months, all my stuff's going to be over on a new server. Then it ain't going to matter. I'll delete the old WTPR and everything. It'll be like it was before. You know, we'll do a church service. When we're done, I'll go back to the pre-recorded stuff. But I kind of like it this way. Because now I don't have to, after next week, you know, I won't have to worry about saying, okay, I got to stop everything and then go over to the new WTPR. What's this? I was thinking about that too, Arthur, about putting a little commercial, like after every sermon or study on WTPR. But I don't use DJ software. I'm just using an MP3 player. And DJ software does allow you to do that. I haven't used DJ software in many years. And I think they might have a free one, but I don't want to redesign that whole thing. If everybody would just go to remnantofgod.net. But now that everybody's here and they're hearing me say this, because we got, like I said, half, I'm thinking there's pretty close to 80 families, and that's not even as many that usually get in here, are listening to this right now. So the word's going to get out that just go to remnantofgod.net, and it'll bring you here. Even if you go to SDR Church Online, looks similar, right? This WTPR will bring you to the old WTPR page, and then you can see it again, live or pre-recorded. You want the live for church services. Pre-recorded is all week long, even during church. And that's the problem. That's why I got to say all this. Even during church, people are going to come on thinking, oh, they're preaching. It could be a sermon from 10 years ago. You don't know. So, but yeah. All right. So let's get back to what we were doing. It's testimony. Let me see. Oh, that's old. There it is. Testimony Sabbath. You know, for those of you who are on the stream, see that pretty picture. And by the way, that pretty picture, I want to praise God for this. I praise the Lord every time I see this. This was Kentucky, right? Or was this South Carolina when we were over there baptizing a bunch of people? Does anybody remember? Because I walked into the water, and I was, you know, as I was walking into the water, getting ready for the people to come in so I could baptize them, because we were at a camp meeting. We were at a camp meeting, and out of the blue, it's just like what happened at the last camp meeting. I didn't know anybody was getting baptized at the last camp meeting, even though they've already done the studies and stuff like that, because Brother Eli and I think someone's helping him too do all that. And so they came up and said, yeah, they're ready. All right, so we had a bunch of people get baptized at the last camp meeting. This camp meeting, we already knew there was people getting baptized, but the campground we were at wouldn't allow us to use the swimming pool or the pond for insurance purposes. And that's fine. So one of the brothers or a couple of brothers went for a cruise, and they found a pond, and they came back and said, hey, found a pond. So we went and went there. But you see that cloud behind the trees? It looked a lot better when I saw it for the first time. By the time somebody got a camera, they took a snapshot. But the thumb right there, I don't know if you can see my mouse cursor on the screen here. I don't know. I don't think you can. Nope, it ain't moving on the screen. But the cloud looks like a finger, a fist with a finger pointing up and the thumb out too. But the thumb, by the time the picture was taken, the thumb started falling apart, as you can see. And so I put Isaiah 12, 4, verse 4 on this scene, because that's the pond we baptize people in. And whoever did it, I got out of the way so that they can, I didn't want me in the picture. And they took that picture. It's so beautiful. It reminds me of that day we baptized all those folks. So, did time change here? Did our clocks change here? October 29th? I didn't even notice. Yeah. Well, except for, oh yeah, I think we had to go around the house and change all the chronological ones that I have on the walls. I don't know why I got to think about clocks. So anyway, but yeah, Isaiah 12 verse 4, this is definitely something we all need to hear, especially today. It says that in that day shall you say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. And so today, that's what we shall do. This is testimony service, and please share. I'm going to be the first one. I want to share something here. I've gotten a few emails from some of you, and I thank you for them. And I got one from Brother Samuel. It's going to take me about 5 minutes to read it alone. It's a nice long one, and it looks pretty good. But don't be too long, my brothers and my sisters, when you send me an email, because we do have that quote from Sister White about keeping it short, especially when it comes to prayer meetings. And so let me get mine up here. And we also have Psalm 105, verse 1, that says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. And then I'm going to share this one quote. This is the quote I was talking about from Sister White. She says in Gospel Worker 171, page 2, nothing will so completely kill the spirit of devotion as for one person to take up 20 or 30 minutes in a long testimony. This means death to the spirituality of the meeting. Okay, I have two small praises now for the testimony. Okay. Oh, thanks, Brother Gilbert. I thought they were already changed. Maybe I was thinking of last year then. They were saying they were going to change it, never do it again, but they say that every year. As some of you know, I couldn't come to the meetings last 2 weeks or something like that because I woke up one day and I had a sore throat that was like razor blades running down my throat. It was like pretty close to strep, if not strep. All day long, it was impossible to swallow. It was really, really painful. And then I went to bed, obviously. And I'd been praying, and I said, thank you, Lord, for this trial. Give me the strength to encourage, to handle it. You know, 1 Corinthians 10:13, he's not going to let anything come upon me that I can't handle. I didn't let it stress me out. I wake up at 4 a.m., and, you know, it's like I usually wake up at 4 a.m. usually to sometimes, you know, well, usually, you know, going into prayer. And sometimes I'll wake up two or three times a night to go into prayer, or I just go to the bathroom room and go to prayer. I'm always, whenever I wake up, I go into prayer. And, but this time, this night it happened, and I woke up at 4 a.m., and, oh, man, the pain was off the chart. Because now you're laying there and, you know, sleeping, and then when you wake up, you know, your throat's probably dry or something from breathing all night, not swallowing, because you don't swallow when you're sleeping. And I got up and I tried to swallow, and I was like, oh, just, you know, slam door. I couldn't do it. And so painful. And I went into prayer, you know, this is Father God, if it be your will, please bless me and heal me. 2 hours later, I wake up again, 100% healed, gone. It reminds me of the other two healings that it did for me over the years. One time I had to be at work early, and I had to get up early. And I couldn't get to sleep because I had a toothache that was just off the chart. This was decades ago. And I went into prayer, I said, Father God, I got to get up early, please help me. And then 20 minutes after making, and I'm laying there in bed getting ready to fall asleep, and I couldn't because of the throbbing in my tooth. And all of a sudden, it was like no toothache. It was gone, totally. And I was able to go to sleep and get up the next day, and I went to work. And 3 days later, I got that old bicuspid ripped out by the roots. And then another time, I burned my finger real bad, and I'm constantly putting it in water, taking it out and blowing it. I constantly putting it in water, taking it out and blowing it, you know, to cool it off. And I get up early again, and I said, Father God, I can't do this all night. And even holding my hand up to keep the blood to run down, it was still throbbing. And the same thing, within 20 minutes, it was just gone, like I had no pain. It was gone. Same thing happened the other night, like a couple weeks ago with this strep throat. And so I want to praise his name. It is just, it's just amazing how he is. Amen and amen. And so, oh, praise the Lord, Brother Gorin, that the sound is very clear for you. It's probably, hopefully you're on remnantofgod.net. You're on the new WTPR, because it is going to be a lot clearer over there. Even though I'm still doing 24 kilobits, it's coming through with a crazy powerful AMD chip under the hood of that puppy. All right, and then my next prayer has to do with that new server. And I'm not going to go into long detail because I know some of you don't like all this tech stuff, but hey, we're an online church, right? We got the static IP, as you know, and we needed a URL for it, though. And I was thinking of like POGM radio or POGM streams or POGM WTPR. And I couldn't use POGM because that's an anagram for, you know, is that what they call it, anagram? For Presence of God Ministry. And I looked it up to see if I can purchase it. And I can. It's open. But like they did in the early days of the Internet, people would go and they would buy things like Pepsi.org or Pepsi.com, stuff like that, before Pepsi got out, and they would charge them $5,000 for that URL name. Whereas the URL name usually only costs anywhere from $9 to $17 a year. So I looked up POGM. It's $5,000. So I said, forget it. And but I remember I got a bunch of URLs I haven't used, and one of them was remnantofgod.net. And so, but here's the thing that I'm praising God about is the way the static IP finally worked out. It took them 2 weeks to get it running, and it still runs kind of weird, and I'm not going to get into how it's running because it's security-wise, it's crazy, really off-the-chart good idea, but it's going to cause some lag. So that's why we got like a 9 to 11 second lag here. And, but man, I praise his name, but with the new server that, and the server's about the size of a, I don't know, like, five slices of bread stacked on top of each other. It's a very tiny little thing. You know, I like the new, I'm just hanging out on the back of the monitor. I don't need all that power because it's just a server, right? Because we don't sell anything and do any kind of goofy thing. I don't run videos through it or not, just audio. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that too. So. I never knew that, Sister Hill. I'm sorry, Sister Mary. I never knew that. Colloidal silver works for... I know it gets rid of the infections, obviously, but I just got a text here. It's, oh, yeah, it's from Brother Tim. And here's his praise for today. He says, and this, I echo this. He says, I want to praise God about my salvation and the joy that comes with it and just being there for me and being truly happy. Thank you, Jesus, and amen. And for this guy to say being truly happy... Okay, when I met him, he's beating everybody up that he can. That anybody got in his face, he just, you know, he was constantly fighting and getting in trouble, and he was bad news when he was young. And boy, what a character change this guy, you know. But that's same thing with me. I was the same way. I wasn't beating everybody up, you know, but I was angry all the time. And I want to praise the Lord for that too. That the peace of Jesus is real, absolutely unequivocally real. And so praise his name for that. And I don't see any hands up, so I'm going to jump on this first praise that I got in the middle of the week from Sister Vanessa. She said, God blessed me last weekend. A few ladies at CWR, whatever that is, listened and accepted that the Seventh-day Adventist Church is in apostasy. I gave out 8 books. 2 ladies immediately logged on to our website. And when she says our website, it's our website, Remember God? I'm thinking, right, because it's all of ours. It's not mine. And then she says, please pray that they come out of her, my people. And so, amen, we have. We got them on the prayer list. And so, praise the Lord. Amen and amen. And so, I also wanted to praise the Lord in regards to that. And I'm not going to mention any numbers or names or where it's happening, because some of this stuff, we're still working on it. But me, Pastor Elvin, Pastor Getty, Pastor Sidney all got together online. What was it, last Sunday or something like that? The Lord's hand is moving. The people are coming out of the Seventh-day Adventist churches in a few different nations because of the apostasy they're seeing, and they're all coming in to the Seventh-day Remnant Church. We don't have to be no big, you know, brick-and-mortar denomination. No, we just have to be obedient. These are our brothers and sisters. These are our family members. We're going to gather the best we can. We're going to do the best we can, because for what's impossible for man is possible for our God. He's going to take it. He's going to run with it. We don't have to show any strength down here. He's already done that. He is our strength. He is our courage. He is our God. And so, yeah, it's amazing what's happening in the Seventh-day Remnant movement all around the world. I knew this day was coming. I just didn't think it would come this quick. But I also know the latter rain's about to fall. And so he's gathering and training his troops. And so, okay, thank you, Sister Marie. I just got your PM there. So, okay, so I'm going to check my emails. I see that Brother Lawrence, I think he came up first, and then Sister Mindy. And if you have, well, he's not doing it anymore. There's no need to... so low. Oh, it's a lag going on in through my server to that server. Oh, I just lost the stream on PODM for some reason. Whoa, both of them dropped. Okay, give me a minute here. Both streams are down. Okay, maybe they're coming back. Maybe. Okay, they're back. They're back. Now, just to give me... Oh, now I got to go on to that. You hear that echo? Give me a minute. I got to go back over there. Because the way I got the PODM stream set up, it's not on my servers. I just push from here, but it's on John 14:29 servers. And when I do this, hold on. When it turns itself back on, it turns a little speaker on with it. And I got to leave the speaker up full blast, otherwise you're not going to be able to hear it if you come into the room on that stream. So it's back up and running. So praise the Lord for that. It was just a glitch. But again, I'm running that stream through my cruddy internet. Like right now, I'm speaking through my old internet, and I'm streaming through into the new. But if my new my old internet falls down, I could just hit a little switch about a little more than an arm's length from me right now. It'll switch to my other internet, and then everything will be back up at normal 100%, no drops or nothing, because I got two cellular internets here. And I'm going to keep that cheap one, because even though I can't get a static on this, only $5 a month, I mean, you know, because I can always yank it out and make another cell phone out of it. But no, I don't need another one. So praise God, it's back up and running. So, all right. So Brother Lawrence has got something he's going to share. Sister Mindy has probably got a lot to share, because I noticed some of the testimonies that are in there. And then I'm going to go check my emails, and so I'll be back later.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. Can everyone hear me? Check, check.
Yeah, if they can hear you in turbo, like if you see that little thing, yeah, they'll be able to hear it.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. Thank you. Okay. Okay, so I'll try to make this quick, but it all wraps into each other. I praise the Lord for the pressing to push forward the Great Commission and the pushing forward of the three angels' message. And in that regard, I praise the Lord for opening the door to really make that happen. As some of you may know, over the past few weeks, I've been trying to get my car set up for car camping, and there were problems left and right with getting orders in and all that. But really, over the past week and a half or two, everything has come. Like, it's like everything came all at once, and so the Lord sent quite literally everything I need to set up my car, and so I praise his name for this pressing and moving me to do this, because not all of you are aware of this, so I'll just fill you in real quick. What's going to be happening, how the Lord has been moving me, is to travel the country, state to state, city to city, and preaching, street preaching, evangelizing, handing out tracts. Wherever the Lord leads, that's where I'm going to go. And as he's been pressing me, it's going to be going to, I'm going to be leaving for like a month or more at a time, come back home, restock on food and everything and whatever equipment I may need, then head back out after another couple weeks. And Lord willing, that's going to be the pattern for the foreseeable future. And I also praise the Lord for providing the recording equipment, because all the evangelism is going to be recorded. And when I am like edited on the road and everything, and then when I get home, then I'm going to upload everything to YouTube. And so I praise the Lord. Oh, and like the other thing is, since the Lord sent everything all at once, my car is basically done. I have a few things to get in order tomorrow, and I'll be heading out for the first leg and for the first month starting on Monday. And so I praise the Lord, and I thank you all for your prayers in advance, because this is truly, truly exciting. And no matter what the cities are, whether they're places like Portland or LA or wherever they are, you know, the word has to get out. And I praise the Lord for putting me in a position where I can do this. And because I know, and I hope and I pray that the videos will be encouraging, because that's the entire point, to show the car camping setup, to show how possible this is for all of God's people, no matter how he calls, any of us, that it is possible to go out there and get the three angels message out and get salvation through Jesus Christ into the ears of people, to show people the love, to show people the compassion and mercy that our Lord has shown us in these dire times, as the Lord is coming closer. We see the sadness, despair, fear, and all these things that are bringing people down, and showing people the graciousness and majesty of the Lord in every city, as the Great Commission says. I want to, he's really been pressing me to make sure that that the messages go out there, the videos are made, and so that everyone may be edified. Because again, as the Lord is drawing closer, it's time, as we all know, it's time to really press things forward. And so I praise his name for putting me in this position and opening all the doors in all the ways that he does, in unexpected ways of opening doors that I didn't know it needed to go in that direction, but praise his name that he knows more than me. And I'm just so excited to be doing this. And praise his name. Thank you very much. God bless and happy Sabbath.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can everybody hear me okay? Praise the Lord. That's awesome, Brother Lawrence. We will definitely be keeping you in prayer for travel mercies for you, and that many souls will be coming to Christ with the work you're going to be doing. Praise the Lord. All right, I've got some praises to share. The first ones I'm going to share are from earlier during the children's study. We've got a few. Sister Mimi says, I praise and thank the Lord for his mercy, love, faithfulness, forgiveness, patience, protection, correction, and for his words and truth. Also, I thank the Lord for this beloved church family, the body of Christ, and for the indwelling and guidance of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord, sister, and I totally echo that praise as well. Little sister Luna says, praises God for making animals and for helping the sick and the needy. For today's beautiful sunny day, praise him for all food, we have on our table every day and for the roof over our heads. Praise the Lord, little sister. And Gabriel and Isaiah say, praise the Lord for all the blessings he has given us, for all the healing that he has done, for the food he provides for us, for the cold weather, for the mercy he shows us every day. Praise the Lord for all the wonderful praises. And Isaiah says, praise the Lord for answered prayers and for keeping me safe at work. Praise the Lord. And Sister Mary has a praise. I praise the Lord for his mercy and patience and long-suffering, protection, and the perfect peace only he can give, for all the prayers that he answers to prayers and blessings, love, and so many other things. Praise his mighty name. Praise the Lord, sister. And Brother Eli has a praise. I had severe pain on my TMJs and couldn't eat properly. I prayed and he reminded me of Exodus 15, verse 26, and I was healed completely without taking medication. And Exodus 15:26 is, and said, if thou will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord, it healeth thee. Praise the Lord, brother. Praise the Lord for your healing. And then I've got some praises that were sent to me. Oh, I see Brother Gilbert just put one in, so I'll read his real quick. Says, I thank the Lord for many things. I thank the Lord for protecting my grandchildren when they got themselves into trouble. For every time he tries to start trouble in my apartment, no yelling, not even angry talking, just reminding him of what the Lord said in his word. I was spared waiting till January to get my driver's license updated to where I was even blessed to get the parking space closest to the door of the building. His mercies, his grace, his love, his salvation, his love, his forgiveness, too many other things. The Lord is very good. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord, Brother Gilbert. And let's see if I have any more in the chat room that I missed. Okay, so now I've got one that was sent to me from Brother Anthony. It says, Sabbath blessings, precious family. There are many things that the Lord has been doing on this end, but due to the sake of time, I'll only share one thing. And then he puts in parentheses, maybe Danny will share the other one, laugh out loud. I just want to pray the Lord for healing my shoulder last week. Last Thursday, I asked for prayers for my shoulder because I was sitting on my kitchen table and felt what sounded like a crack in my shoulder. After that point, it was hurting me up until last Sabbath. Me and Danny watched a presentation the next day, which was Friday morning, on Home Remedies by Barbara O'Neill. And I love Barbara O'Neill. You all know that. In that presentation, she demonstrated how ginger poultices work for sore joints and pulls inflammation out of them. She also mentions how when ginger is applied to the affected area, after a while, you'll feel the affected area become hot. And this is because the ginger is pulling the inflammation out. So after the Sabbath had started, Danny applied the ginger poultice on my shoulder, and we prayed over it for God to heal it using the poultice. I felt my shoulder get really hot. It has since cooled down, and now my shoulder is healed. Praise the Lord, brother. And I have to share a praise about that as well. I also watched that video that a dear sister recommended me to watch because I had joint pain in my knee and it was hurt so bad and I could hardly go upstairs. And I put that same ginger poultice on my knee and yeah, it does. It feels like your joint is on fire. I mean, you know it's working because it's pulling the inflammation out. And what you do is you just grate some ginger with a grater and put it on a thin cloth and then you put that on your joint wherever you're having the pain and put some plastic wrap over that. And then if it's like your knee, put Ace Band-Aid. And it really does. It works great. Brother Anthony also wanted to add, he said, I wanted to add this praise in as well. I left my landscape job at the beginning of October and have been unemployed since then. While I was not working, I spent all of my time not just looking for new work, but also in ministry as well, and by getting to work more for the cause. It helped me to draw in closer to the Lord through my personal studies, which I was very lacking in while working my last job. During this time as well, the Lord taught me patience and trust, because we were concerned at times about not being able to cover our bills. But praise God, He led me to apply for a work at temp agency, which I just started on Tuesday, and it is work that allows me to have off Sundays, Fridays, and Sabbaths, and is much closer to our house with weekly pay and with unlimited overtime. Praise the Lord, Brother Anthony. That is awesome. Praise the Lord. And then Sister Leticia has a praise. She says, Sabbath blessings, everyone. I want to praise God for His wonderful love in bringing our family to the truth many years ago and the growth that has happened over the years. It has been an amazing journey and still always growing in the Lord. Second praise, I praise God for my kids and seeing them grow in the Lord. There are times all my kids grab tracks to share or place in coats, box trips, etc. at the store. But usually the two younger ones and Luna always make sure she has tracks in her purse to hand to someone or place anywhere we go. I praise God for these young ones seeing the work that needs to be done and learning through example as well. Praise the Lord. And praise number three, I also praise God for helping me to see. What I mean is many years ago, I would have dreams I was going to go blind. I'd cry and talk with God and even talk with my husband, parentheses, ex. Well, time passed, things going on in marriage, not good, but I was talking with God and I asked Him, please, God, remove the blindfold scales from me and allow me to see anything that I'm refusing to see that's right in front of me, regardless if it hurts or breaks me. God answered my prayer and I saw truth of things in my marriage. Won't go into details, but I will say that I no longer have those dreams for 7 years now. Praise God. The truth of it all is that I wasn't going blind, but I refused to see what the Lord was already showing me. Have a blessed day, everyone. Praise the Lord, sister. Thank you for sharing. And keep the praises coming, everyone. And I will drop the mic.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mindy. All right. I got quite a few praises here in the emails, and thank you, all of you for them. Let's see here. For some reason, the text chat is a little laggy, but that's okay. Oh, yeah, I know the server that it's running on. It's not mine, and they're infamous for being laggy. Okay. It's a little better now, though. So, all right. This first one I got from Brother Samuel out there in the UK. It's a little long, so it's going to take me a good 3 or 4 minutes to read it. And it's the first time I'm reading it. I don't have time to proofread a lot of these unless they're short. And so, so I'll fix the typos as I talk if there are any. And so he says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I want to praise the Lord for the joy and peace I have in Christ and for continually sanctifying my sinful heart that I may receive my salvation at the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to praise Him for His promise written in Philippians 1, verse 6 that says, being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. And he says, this gives me confidence. And even though I am not to declare myself saved until Christ returns, I will be saved so long as I choose to continue striving to overcome every single character flaw and sin. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57 says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." He then goes on to say, "I was out sharing tracks at my local train station on a Sunday, and I got into a conversation with a man who preaches at some Sunday-keeping churches. He told me that he studied theology and is specialized in the book of Revelation." That usually, for me, puts up a red flag, because if you're in those churches, it's sad. But anyway, he says that, Brother Samuel says, "It turned out that he believed in the false I am saved heresy that seems to permeate the Babylonian churches, that once we accept Christ, we are forgiven of all sins, including future sins." Okay, he may have been Baptist then. "Including future sins, and that doesn't matter what we do, we are guaranteed heaven." I explained him, using the Bible, that one can only be fit for heaven who has reached perfection of character through faith in God's mighty power and grace. He then asked me, "If you was to die tonight, would you go to heaven?" And I gave him an answer, but it was the only answer that the Lord gave me, to me, an even better answer than the one I gave him. What? Let me reread that. He says, "I gave him an answer, but it was only later that the Lord..." Okay, I missed that part. "So it was only later the Lord gave me an answer, a better answer than the one I gave him." And so he says, "And it was based on Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he that hath begun a good work in you will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ." And then Brother Samuel goes on to say that, "If the Lord knew that I had not yet reached the point of Christian perfection, he would not allow me to die tonight. Even if an assassin came into my room with a loaded gun, the Lord would find a way to preserve my life. Because the Lord sees that I am striving to perfection, he will make sure to preserve my life until the day I have made it to the point of perfection and I am ready to receive my crown, whether that be by death or being in the 144,000, only the Lord knows." Well, that's a pretty good explanation, too. And he says, "It's my hope and prayer that it shall be the latter." However, I got to interject that Paul does give us say that we can have full assurance. And so if all sins were confessed at that point that you know of, you could literally say that, yeah, I'd go to heaven. But he's basing it on that he's a sinner just like any of us, and you could fall tomorrow. And that's a fact. We don't believe the base, you know, the Baptist theology. He goes on to say here that, "I have made some mistakes this year, but I thank the Lord for having mercy upon me, for helping me to do better, and for helping me to see my defects of character and the areas in which I must overcome. He is truly a faithful God," or he truly is a faithful God. And then he goes on, he says, "I praise him for my church family here in the UK and for the brethren across the pond in the USA and all those scattered across the globe. I praise him for POGM and for all the brothers who stand up to preach from Sabbath to Sabbath. I may not always be able to attend live, but I always listen to the recordings I've been learning. I've not forgotten you." Amen, brother. We haven't forgotten you either. And then he says, "SDR America is in my prayers. And I thank you, my brothers and sisters in America, who do not forget myself and the rest of the little flock here in the UK, and keep us in your prayers." And as a matter of fact, yeah, your names come up every night. Every time before I go to bed, all the men, you know, and some of you that are having issues, you know, I mean, your names, the Lord pops the name. So, yeah, we're all praying for you guys. So then he says, "But it is my prayer that our hearts would be knit together in bonds of love for each other." Finally, he says, I would just like to say that the Lord has been putting it on my heart that something big is about to happen, and that the latter rain is around the corner, prophetically speaking, for those that are willing and praying earnestly to receive it. On December 28th, 2022, I had a dream that Donald Trump was giving a speech, and there was a big presidential limousine in front of the stage where he was speaking. It was very dark and cloudy, and all of a sudden a lightning bolt came down and struck the limousine. Terrified people started running, but Trump kept speaking until his security took him away. Currently, we see that Trump is trying to get back into office with the support of the Christian nationalists who want to bring in religious laws. Okay, yeah, I agree there. I look at this as all this, you know, big setup. So he goes on, he says, "We also see that the false revivals that were prophesied to take place just before the loud cry goes forth have been taking place. And for those of you that want to know what he's talking about there, go to hewon'tgetus.org. Hewon'tgetus.org. It has to do with the false revivals. And so Satan ain't going to get us, is what I'm going there. And it's also fakerevivals.org, but, you know, I point them to the same place. So going on, we are very near the end, he says. Let us not get sleepy now. If ever there was a time to do the work of the work the Lord would have us do, it is now. To put off that work may prove fatal. The plandemic of 2020 was nearly 4 years ago now. Cestius came up to take Jerusalem in 66 AD, but unimaginably withdrew. 4 years later, Titus came and destroyed Jerusalem. I actually have a blog about this, and the title of the blog entry at nicholaspogm.org, the title of that blog entry is, This is Our 66 AD. You might want to take a look at that, brothers and sisters. So he's right on here. Then he goes, I'm not saying that the next year Satan will appear as Jesus and force the mark, but it looks prophetically as though this event is nigh or near. May the Lord bless all of the saints in the USA as well as in other parts of the world. I hope that we can meet in person one day, but if not, I will be pleased to see you in the kingdom, your brother in Christ from the UK, Brother Samuel. I like the way that guy writes letters. You know, that's nice. So amen to that. All right, and this next one here I got from Brother Austin. And this one here, this is probably only 2 minutes long. It's fairly long, but it looks okay. He already shortened it for me. Okay, so, all right, let me read. Well, I got to get the lettering up a little bigger there. All right, he says, Happy Sabbath. Again, this is Brother Austin. He says, one day I was driving down by the water canal where I live. As I drove through a parking lot, I got a deep impression and felt that the Holy Spirit was saying to me that there was someone here who needed to hear about God's love and the gospel, which I believe now is the reason the Lord led me to come here. I parked my truck, got out, and started walking on the waterfront bike path. As I thought to myself, and then he puts in quotations, I wonder who am I supposed to speak with? There was this big blue board that had white angel wings painted on it. There were hundreds of names of those who had died written. This caught my eye, and I gave it a glance for a couple of minutes, thinking of all the precious souls who had their decision for eternity sealed by death. There was no second chance for them to choose Christ if they hadn't. Sealed by the grave without a second probation, after a handful of minutes had quickly passed staring and reading this big blue board, in the corner of my eye, I noticed a man walking on the same path I was on. Coming toward me with his head crooked and down, I knew immediately this was who the Lord sent me here for. He was carrying a brown, crinkled bag in his left hand with a backpack over his shoulders, and was walking with haste. As he neared me and was next to me, almost passing by already, I called out, Sir, but no response. Sir, I cried again. He slowly stopped and gave me a quick glance, but nothing more. If I wouldn't have cried again, Sir, this was my final plea to see if he would hear me. He stopped and looked at me almost with sorrow and gave a quick look to my gospel tract in hand, not knowing what it was. I asked, how are you doing? No words came from his mouth. And again, I said, how are you? Still nothing. I continued, I wanted to give you this. Have you heard of the gospel? He glanced at me again. Still no words were said. He, in a sort of disbelief, grabbed the tract and stepped back. Tears started to flow down his face. And just then I noticed that it seemed he had been crying before I encountered him. That's probably why he didn't want to hear. He didn't want to come. Yeah. That's why he didn't listen to him at first. He says his tears spoke louder than any words he could have said. Then he walked towards me again, but with his arms open wide for a warm embrace, and we hugged there in the middle of the walking path where we had just met. Without one word coming out of his mouth, While I was hugging, I asked, "What is your name?" But he was too choked up and spake inaudibly the first time. "Thor," he replied, again in a clear tone. Once we released, he, still in disbelief and with tears running down his cheek, backed up a bit and then held out his hand for a handshake. We shook hands. He did not want to let go. During this, I said, "God loves you." And just as he finally reluctantly let go, I said, "God bless you." It was as if he was holding on to the hope with that handshake. He did not want to let go. With tears flowing, very few words fitly spoken, and a track in hand, he kept walking on his destination as if a prayer or deep eternal question was answered. If only I could have seen the angels around us then. What a sight that would have been. Praise our Father in heaven. Yours in Christ, Brother Austin. That's a tearjerker. It was a little difficult to hold him, you know, to stop me from crying. That was amazing. Oh, I pray for that man. You know, Thor, keep him in your prayers. As a matter of fact, I'm going to stick this in my prayer list. Hold on, I just got to... Yeah, I got your email, Sister Hannah. Okay. And I'll be getting to that in a few moments here. But that was intense. You see, this is why we got to go out there, brothers and sisters. I don't know how many times I've come across people not like that. I've had people... Oh, wait, I did. Yeah. One time in our barn, my wife and I were talking to this man who fancied himself a preacher. And he had a bunch of kids like us, 8 kids, same number, if I remember correctly. And when we started talking to him, he started weeping. And this is the kind of guy you think he'd start getting all upset and knock you upside the head. Big man. And that was a blessing that day. Man, Austin, that was nice. Praise God. Yeah. It appears that man's prayers were answered that day. But I'm still going to keep him in prayers. You can't forget a name like Thor. So going on, this one here is from Brother Stephen. And he says, "Sabbath blessings, I want to share." I just noticed Sister Mindy's hands up, so after I read this, I'll drop my mic. He says, "Sabbath blessings, I want to share the blessing the Lord has blessed me with and praise his holy name. Firstly, I praise God for Jesus Christ and the full forgiveness of sin that comes with confessing sins and believing in the death and resurrection of Christ. I praise God that he brought me to think about that as I struggle with my own sins. It has really helped me to trust fully on his grace and has blessed me a lot, because in so doing, obedience naturally flows through that trust and openness in Christ, or to Christ, rather. I want to praise God for blessing me in my school assignments. It was asked of me to introduce myself in a zombie apocalypse setting, saying, who would I save? What skills would help me in a zombie apocalypse? And how would I gather resources? I did not comply because God does not like fiction. And I do not even like entertaining things like that anymore. But I did introduce myself and got full credit for the assignment. I also want to praise God for having a real nice talk with a man named Joe at the end of our walk. I'm sorry, at the end of our talk. He voiced his interest in the tracks I wanted to give him, and he said he was going to read them. I praise the Lord for his mercies, as I was not following health reform as good as I could have been and suffered some consequences. But as I went back to more vegetables and things, you know, things started to get better. And in my mind, it is actually very appealing to eat vegetables. There's much more to praise God about, too. He is awesome like that. His goodness knows no bounds. Praise the Lord. Brother Stephen. Amen. Amen. And amen. All right, let me drop the mic. Sister Mindy has something she would like to share from our brothers and sisters.
All right, I have some more praises to share. pull these up here. Okay, so Brother Alex says, praise the Lord for what I thought was injured turned out to be okay, and I just had to take more care. Praise the Lord, brother. Sister Stephanie, I praise the Lord for his protection during this week. We're in an unfortunate situation, but prayerfully it will be resolved very soon. No matter what the devil tries to do to us, God's love will always be more powerful. He is so good. Praise the Lord, sister. Amen. And Brother Gilbert had another praise. Capital letters says, thank the Lord. I remember pushing the gun issue in my own life, training, attended a firearm course, passing the course. It's like I was told, why do you need that when you have me? And thank the Lord, the document I could use to get a concealed carry permit, I tore and threw away. And thank the Lord, there's been no reason to get a gun. The Lord, again, is very good. And he has in capital letters, amen, amen, and amen. And praise the Lord, brother. That reminds me, I had a conversation with my son a couple weeks ago. He called me, and he's just retiring this month from serving in the Army. He's had over 20 years in the Army. And needless to say, he has a few weapons, a few guns. And we had a discussion about that, about, you know, using guns for protection and what have you. And I witnessed to him that, you know, if you have faith in the Lord, what do you need, you know, guns? You know, you have a guardian angel. If it's your time to go to sleep and take a nap, so be it. I told my son, I'm not afraid to die because I know when I wake up, I'll be with the Lord. And I shared with him this Bible verse, which I love this Bible verse. It's Psalms 44:6. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. And so I pray that seeds are planted in my son to think about that, you know, don't put your trust in a weapon, put your trust in God. So praise the Lord for that, Brother Gilbert. And then I also have a praise from Sister Fran. And she says, I praise the Lord for my salvation and all the joy and love that comes with it. I also praise his holy name for healing my finger. A couple months ago, I cut my finger with a chainsaw and it cut to the bone. I thought it would have nerve damage because after that cut healed, my finger was still in pain and then it went numb. I praise God because I knew he would heal it completely. Praise the Lord also. I praise his name that Jesus is drawing me nearer and nearer as I pray every day and night for that. I praise him so much for his patience and endless love for me. Praise the Lord, sister, and we will definitely keep you in prayer for your finger being completely healed. And I believe it has been healed or it's still healing. But we will keep you in prayer, sister. All right, I will drop the mic.
Okay. Hold on a second here. There you go. All right. This next one here is from Sister Hannah, which is the sibling to Brother Austin. And this is what she says. Sabbath blessings, dear brothers and sisters. I pray you are all doing well. I want to praise the Lord for his amazing grace and mercy, allowing us to go through trials, healing our hearts, comforting our griefs, and carrying us through many hard times. I want to also praise the Lord for the encouragement and edification the Lord brings through his words, sermons, and brothers and sisters in Christ. I also want to praise the Lord for the lessons he has been teaching me, especially the lessons to trust him evermore. As I was driving home the other day, a little ahead of me, I saw a car pulling onto the main road so she could back up into her driveway, and right after I passed her, I suddenly realized that I believe I'm supposed to stop at her house. But I prayed to make sure, because a few weeks back, Brother Austin and I had stopped by at that same house, and Austin had given them some information. So I prayed, turned around, and trusted there must be a good reason. I knocked on the front door, and she didn't answer. I kept praying for the Lord's help. I knocked again, and no answer. Then all of a sudden a truck pulled up. It was her husband. Praise the Lord. I was supposed to talk with him. We ended up talking for a while, and he also accepted the tracts and the Arlac book, which is short for Religious Laws Are Coming. For those of you that are new, we got a book. It's free. You can get it on the site. Just click the book on the top of the webpage. And then she says, and when I get home, I told Austin what had happened and asked who it was that he had talked to last time and who had taken the information. He says it was his wife. To God be the glory. The husband needed to hear it. Thank you all for keeping me and our precious brethren in prayer. God bless you all and love to you all in our precious and love to you all in our precious Lord Jesus Christ. Sister Hannah. Amen. Oh, I can't wait. All the next emails are. This is a good, you know, well, every testimony Sabbath is good, so I got to stop saying it. All right, this next one is from Brother Ted. And he says, hello, brethren. We have been here in Zagreb, Croatia, for the past 2 weeks. While for the first few days, I have found that most of the people don't or won't have a conversation with you, either for the language barrier or distrust of strangers. However, that soon changed. I've been able to share the gospel to someone new almost every day now when going out. I am truly humbled and grateful to the Lord God we serve for the opportunity to share his word, planting seeds into loving hearts. Amen. Man, this is just going global. Well, it's been going global for decades, but well, at least 15 years that I can think of. But then he shares two Bible verses, Isaiah 43:19, that says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Man. And for those of you that are a little bit confused, a way in the wilderness, you ever try to walk through a forest that's kind of like overgrown? Yeah. He'll make a path. So then he also shares Mark 16:15, and it says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And then he finishes by saying, praise the Lord, love Ted and his precious wife Daniela. So amen and amen and amen. Praise God. Okay. I got another one here from, who's this from? Sister Marie. Okay, yeah. Yeah. I kind of lost the order of these things, you know, because they come in different orders in the emails, and I plop them over to another screen so I can get them, so it's kind of hard to keep the order. But that's okay, as long as I read them all. She says, good morning and Sabbath blessings, familia. Familia. And she says, I hope everyone is having a peaceful Sabbath. First, I would like to thank Jesus for my salvation. Every morning when I wake up to a new day, I smile because I know we are closer to that Sabbath. And it makes me happy that God thinks that I'm worthy enough to share in joy of his, in the joy of his holy day and every day. Amen. And then she says, also, I would like to give thanks and praise to our Heavenly Father for the trials of patience that he gives me each day. I thank the Lord for interacting. When someone in the group that I am disagreed with, that are in disagreement with me, one lady asked for help in getting rid of a 3-millimeter kidney stone. I told her that I once suffered a kidney stone pain and I thought I was dying, LOL. The hospital gave me an IV and sent me home because I kept refusing to take morphine. I researched and found online that lemon water can dissolve a stone. That lady thanked me for my response. Another lady responded to me and was very upset. She told me to stop saying to that other lady to drink lemon water because she should be going to a doctor. That angry lady told me that she is a kidney provider, so she knows that it is not easy to get rid of a kidney stone. I was not sure what a kidney provider was, so I asked her, and she then responded more politely and said that her kidneys develop many stones all the time. I explained to this lady about my experience and told her that within a day or two, the stone dissolved or passed. That lady still argued that lemon water could not help because a 3-millimeter stone is a little bigger than an inch. Wow. That's huge. I don't know what 3 millimeters are, but I know what an inch is, and so that's huge. And then she says, I then told a lady who did not believe in home remedies that with God all things are possible. I told her my story and told her that to this day I've never had any more kidney stones, and that was more than 21 years ago. About 20 minutes later, she responded and asked me how I make the lemon water and how often did I drink it. I told her I squirt 1/2 of a lemon into a glass of water or in a bottle of water, and I drank it. I did this twice a day for 3 days. But by the second day, the pain was gone. I told her that I have been drinking 1 glass of water, lemon water, twice a week since that day, and I have not drunk any sodas or anything except alkaline water. She thanked me and said that she will try it. I pray God healed her from these kidney stones, and I thank God for her helping to want to give it a try. See, this is amazing. She's got another thing she wants to share here, but I want to interject. Sister Marie could have just given up. I mean, because there's some, especially on YouTube and stuff, some of the people that get all up in your face, and it's like, but if you come back with a gentle tone, because I've noticed that too. Like some people get all up in my face and they're yelling at me, and I say, I forgive. I'll start right off saying, I forgive you. No biggie. I kind of want you to still hear this. You know, I want to share this with you. And it doesn't work often, but sometimes it does. And they come back saying, thank you. Thank you for not giving up on me. So praise the Lord. She goes on to say this. She says, one last thing. I believe that God keeps leading me to this one homeless man. I don't know why or what else I can do for this man, but I ask y'all to pray that I can understand God. We will, dear sisters. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put this on my prayer list. She says, I pray he gives me the knowledge to know what he is telling me. I've already given this man tracts and food a few times, but nothing about him, something about him keeps drawing me to him. And I think it is God that wants me to help him in some way, but I don't understand how. Love you all. God bless. Sister Marie. Amen and amen. All right, let me check my emails because that was my last one. See if I got any more. What's this? Oh, okay. I already got that one from Brother Austin. So I'm going to transfer that into my prayer list. And this other one. Yeah, I got a lot of them to put in my prayer list. So, okay, that one is not a prayer request. Oh, Sister Marie, I'm going to put her in there. I already put Brother Jesse's in there. I just checked my email again. I still don't have anything, but Sister Mindy does. So let me drop the mic.
I have a few more praises, and then I'll share my praise. Okay, so Brother Gilbert has another praise. It says, I thank the Lord that co-workers at the workplace took copies of information from the church website. Praise the Lord, brother. That is awesome. And Brother Alex says, I praise the Lord for the fellowship of brethren who reminded to continually look with the eye of faith beyond the thick darkness encompassing the world. Amen, brother. Praise the Lord. And I praise the Lord, too, for my sister fellowship that we have. It's such a blessing to just, you know, fellowship with your brothers and sisters and encourage each other and pray for each other and just be there for each other. It's something I look forward to every week. I just praise the Lord for that. And I also want to praise the Lord for my salvation, the joy that comes with it, the warm weather he's blessed us with, the weather has been in the high 50s, 60 range, which is just beautiful, and not looking forward to the winter, but at least we're having a nice long fall, so I praise the Lord for that. And then also, I want to share a praise of Brother Eli I put in real quick. He says, I went to the store to buy some soil, and I hope the guy who works there, I went to the store to buy some soil, and I helped the guy who works there to load it on my vehicle. We talked our experience, work experience, and by helping him and talking to him, he openly accepted the climate change track and read it as I drove out the store. Praise the Lord, brother. That is awesome. Amen. Praise the Lord. This has been a great testimony service. Praise the Lord. And so also I want to praise the Lord. I've been at work. I'm no longer in the back in the warehouse hanging clothes. I've been up front, being a cashier and, rearranging the shelves and putting clothes away from the racks and what have you. So I'm up front now, and I love it. And I know why the Lord put me there is I'm interacting with customers every day, and it's such a blessing because I just never know who I'm going to be talking to that day. A lot of customers share with me health issues that they're going through, and I'm able to witness to them, you know, how God designed our bodies to heal itself if we eat the proper food, have the proper diet, and I'm able to share the health message with them and different natural remedies that they can try. And I just praise the Lord for being able to just, help customers in a way that I, with the knowledge the Lord has blessed me with on the natural methods. And I know I have so much more to learn on that, and I'm trying to learn more and more so I can help others with their health issues. And then I also praise the Lord regarding health. I as you guys know from last testimony about Barbara O'Neill, I watched one of her videos on the rebounding, and a rebounder is like a mini trampoline. And praise the Lord, I was able to get one. And I've been using it every morning. And I got to tell you, sisters, brothers and sisters, it is like the most amazing exercise. You could do high intensity training on it. So it's like you're sprinting really fast on it, but it's low impact. Because the last time I tried to run, I injured my knee. And I know I'm not meant to run anymore on pavement. I took that as a, don't do that anymore. My body's like saying no. But with the trampoline, it's not the kind with the springs. It's got the bungee cord. So it's a lot more, it's more bouncy. It's just a better trampoline to have. And so I do that every morning before I have my breakfast. And I just feel my energy just goes through the roof doing that high. And it's just like 10, maybe 15 minutes of, doing the high intensity training on it, and I know I'm getting a workout because I'm like sweating, my heart's beating really fast, and so I know it's working. And so I just praise the Lord for being able to use it, when it's winter and you can't go outside and walk and get exercise. It's an awesome thing to have. And I praise the Lord for and I know this is happening with a lot of you, is I just feel like Brother Samuel shared, I just feel like, like he shared something big's about to happen, whether it's the latter rain or something else in prophecy is going to come to place. I just feel this excitement about something is going to happen really, major. And so, the Lord keeps just reminding me to stay focused on him. The enemy is going to try to distract us in any way he can to take our focus on the Lord, and don't let that happen, brothers and sisters, because, you know, he knows that, you know, we're getting close and Jesus is coming soon. So just stay in the Word, stay in prayer, stay with fellowship with the brothers and sisters, and just stay on guard, because, you know, we got to get ready for this battle. We're in a, I guess you can call it a boot camp, you know, for the soldiers for Christ. And we have to, you know, take care of our temples. We have to watch our diet, exercise, just, you know, just stay in your mind. I'm getting ready for this battle, and I have to, you know, just be in the best shape I can, have the clearest mind I can have, because, you know, we don't want anything to distract us. We don't want anything that's going to, you know, keep us from, you know, staying on that straight and narrow path. And so I just want to just share that with my brothers and sisters and encourage you all. And I know we're all praying for each other. I know I pray for all of you every day, and I appreciate your prayers for me as well. And I just love you all. And I just got another message here from somebody from Miss Sherdap. So let's see. This one is from Sister Mandy. She says, I want to thank God for healing my back. Last Sabbath, I threw my back out and couldn't walk for a couple days. With natural anti-inflammatories like turmeric, ginger, alfalfa, massage, chiropractic, and ice bath, I am finally walking faster without much pain. I'm about 90% healed, so praise his mighty name for his natural healings. Praise the Lord, sister. That is awesome. You know, I also want to share, too, when I had my knee injury from running, not only the ginger works great, but and also a sister in the church, and I just praise the Lord for her giving me this information. But what you do is you take raw cabbage. I know this sounds crazy, but it really works. You take raw cabbage and you take the leaves off, and you cut the, you know, that main vein that's kind of thick, cut that out, and then you roll the cabbage a little bit. I used a glass jar and I rolled it till you get some of the juices coming out of the cabbage. And then you put the cabbage on wherever your joint pain or wherever you're having the inflammation, and put that on there, put some plastic saran wrap on it, and then, like on my knee, I used an ACE bandage. And I've got to tell you, brothers and sisters, within like 5 minutes, the pain was completely gone. I am not kidding you. When my husband saw me do it, he kind of laughed. He's like, I can't believe you're doing all these weird things. And I was limping on my leg, and I could hardly go up and down stairs. And I went walking in the living room, walking around really fast. I said, look it. I said, I have no pain. It works. And he just looked at me like, what? And so I did that for like a couple. I slept with it on, and then the next day I put new cabbage on, and I wore it to work, was able to walk around work, no pain. So definitely try that, brothers and sisters. If you have any joint pain, or, you know, try the cabbage and do the ginger, and I got to tell you, it praise the Lord for his natural methods. All right, I'll drop the mic.
Okay, do you hear me? This is Brother Alvin.
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right. So happy Sabbath, everyone. Sabbath blessings. And I'd like to take this opportunity. My family and I would like to thank and praise the Lord, of course, for all the blessings He gave to us, as well as all the trials and adversities He allowed us to pass through without any complaint and murmuring, because we know He's training us to be more strong spiritually, and want us to develop our character into perfection. So we know also that we need these experiences so we can look back and see His hand all along our path to serve Him as inspiration to keep us going till the end. And we are thankful that we can use our talents in His service in the best of our ability in sharing the truth to others. I'm also thankful for the young people who is stepping up in helping the work in our website ministry, and we need more helping hands, not only in the website, but in all the aspects, since the work is growing. We also praise the Lord and thankful for the travel mercies, protection, and the help. We are also thankful for the updated tracks on the Mark of the Beast and the climate change, because it's already printed and arrived, so we can distribute to the brethren who are willing to join us in handing them out. But we still have the old tracks, which is still very good for distribution, because we don't want to leave it like that, no. So please also include in your prayer that the Philippine tracks will be printed soon, because actually right now we are just waiting for the cost of printing from the publisher. And we are thankful as well for the help of the brethren who have the talent to translate our tracks to different language and dialect. Thank you, your brothers and sisters. And we also praise the Lord for the development of the work. There are new brethren from other countries who joined us very recently in proclaiming the truth in their countries. So please include our new brethren. And of course, let's keep all the church family around the world to be strong in the Lord. And we will all continue to be united in the truth. We know that the Lord's loud cry is swelling, and the 10 times power of the latter rain is about to be poured out to the remnant. That's why we can see all this work. Let's also include the other ministries that our brethren are doing, you know, in the social medias. This is one effective means also. Okay, that's why different area, countries, we were able to meet them because of this social media like that. So really, I am so thankful to the Lord. He's now gathering His honest children around the world. For we are now closer to the return of our King and Savior Jesus Christ than when we first believed. So again, my dear brothers and sisters, let's continue pray for each other. Let's continue to inspire each other, encourage one another in the faith. Let's all be united, and we praise the Lord for everything He has done for us. He knows what our desire. We bring back to Him all the glory and praises. So, amen and amen and amen. God bless us all. Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I can't wait to see those new tracks. Because, yeah. I think the UPS drivers want to see them too. So, and the FedEx guys. So praise God. I checked my email. I don't have anything, but I do have something in the PMs here I want to share. I also want to mention that the, you know how we do that meeting on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Tonight we're probably going to finish Word to the Little Flock, and because of colds and sicknesses and coughs and stuff, we're all going to be doing it from home again, and you know, on Telegram, you know. But soon we'll all be doing it either in my house or, you know, Brother Alvin's house, and we'll get back to that soon. Yeah, it's that time of the year, you know. Everybody's gotten sniffles, but we did receive the Christ Our Righteousness books yesterday. We got 10. We only needed 5, but now it turns out we only have we got 2 more that are going out, so we got 3 left. But yeah, these books are what we're going to be going through next, and I want to praise the Lord for that, because this has been on my desk, off my desk, on my desk, off my desk, on my desk, off my desk, and recently the Lord has been moving in a big way to get us to go into this book, Christ, Our Righteousness, because and then with what we're starting last night, we're starting SOP 2 on Friday nights. And if you look at the table of contents, it's mostly all about Jesus. And so this is kind of like what the Lord has been moving me. And I've noticed with the sermons and stuff from, you know, Brother Alvin and Brother Eli, that this is where he's been moving us on the sermons too. And so praise God that everything's going to be going in the Father's, you know, direction, in His perfect will. I also wanted to say, you know, Sister Mindy mentioned these trampolines that you could put in your house. I actually went on Amazon while you were, I looked up trampolines, because I used to have one of these, but I never saw them the way they're selling them now. You can get them with like handlebars. Stretchy things, you know, like you can exercise with those stretchy rubber tubes and stuff. And it literally handle, and they got little ones for little tykes. It's like a little 3-foot one with a handlebar so the little kids can bounce on it. They actually have an indoor trampoline park for little kids. But who's got that kind of room in their living room? It's 6-foot something. I don't know. It just says 6-foot kids trampoline with a swing built in. And you know, for indoor small trampoline for 2 kids at a time. And it has a safety enclosure where they won't, like if they fall, they'll, it's kind of like a really glorified, what do they call those things that the kids sleep in during the day? Bassinet or something. I don't know. But yeah, I'm thinking of getting another one of those, because I liked bouncing on them. It's just that without a handlebar, you got to like leave your arm on a wall or something, because sometimes you lose your balance. But if it has handlebars, that's even better. So that's cool. And then Brother Anthony sent me something in the and he's seeing this too. And I told him, I says, yeah, Fran and I were talking about this just recently. I think it was this week. It could have been last week. When Sister Mindy mentioned again, in regards that we're having this thought that something big is about to happen. And if you remember, that's the Holy Spirit moving in His people. This is why we're all getting very serious in our Bible studies, very serious in overcoming even the little sins. The big ones are easy. Once you find Christ, yeah, you quit. But and it's just amazing how, do you all recall, I don't remember which camp meeting, what year it was, but it was a camp meeting. I think it was the camp meeting right before the pandemic, where all of us were saying the same thing. Something big is about to happen, and it's going to go global. All of us were saying that, and now the Lord's moving us to have that same thought in our minds now. And the only thing I can think of that's coming is the loud cry, the latter rain. So we got to get, and how they try to shut us off and all that other stuff during it all. So. But praise God for that. But I do have a praise from Jade. Yeah, one of those very small humans in our church family, Sister Novi's oldest daughter. And she says, I think that Sister Novi obviously typed it in, and she says, 2 weeks ago we visited the Science Museum and specifically went inside the planetarium. It's a dark room with circles, with a circle ceiling where they can show us the galaxy. The lecturer asked the children if they want to see a specific star or a planet. One by one, the kids asked to see different planets. I thought it was Jade that did this, and JoJo did this. JoJo suddenly asked him to show the Orion's belt. He then showed everyone the Orion, and then JoJo, with an excited voice, said, "Do you know that Jesus will come out from the Orion?" Out of the mouths of babes, right? We're preaching everywhere. And so the lecturer didn't know what to say. He made a long pause, and then he continued on with his lecture. Praise the Lord, our children's interest about Jesus Christ's second coming. Wherefore, wherever we go, they talk to other children about Jesus heaven and why they don't celebrate Halloween. And then I'm sure they'll do the same thing when it comes to Christmas time or Easter time. You know, it's just, you know, it's amazing how little kids catch on if their parents are walking as they should. So praise God for that. I could just see him saying it too, you know. Oh, that is so cute. So very cute. Reminds me of some of the things some of our grandkids did over the years too. Get out there and preach. So, but yeah, this thing that's coming, this, I didn't know this. Anthony also told me that the new Speaker of the House in the U.S., you know, on the, which is the Republican thing, because the Republicans have the House, he's a Christian nationalist. And, yeah, I agree. That's heavy on my mind, too, Brother Anthony, because we know religious laws are going to come here first in the United States of America. It's going to happen here first. And so, yeah, they're going to do everything they can to try to shut us up. Yeah. Sunday, he's a Sunday nationalist. Yeah. Amen. Eli, amen, my brother. All right, let me check my email once again. See if I got anything in there. Nope, got something. Need to see where it's at, though. I got a bunch of different addresses. Oh, okay. Good. Good to know, Brother Jesse. He just sent me an email response. Yeah, because... I got something here from Brother Lawrence here. Hold on, let me get out of this screen and hop on over to that one now. Oh, Brother Matthew wants a copy. I don't know if I have his current address. So, Matthew, if you can hear me, don't put it in the room because it's going to go worldwide if you do it. either PM me or email me your home address, and Fran and I will get one out to you. So now we only got two or three left because two are going to Joe and Katie. And the other five, everybody chimed in last week. I got all your addresses. I got, where did I, oh, it's not on my screen now. Oh, what's this? Am I losing another book? Let's see here. I just got a text from Brother Lawrence. Oh, okay, so Lawrence needs one too. So, all right, we got one left. So, man, you know, I should have told Mary Beth I want 20, but I just don't want to put her out because she does so much work. I mean, crazy, a lot of work. And, yeah. And she never charges me. And so I hate doing it that way, you know, although we, you know, the Seventh Day Adventist people, you know, it's just amazing what you guys are doing and helping her out, you know, with the money that you send. And we just sent it right to her, and she never asked for money. Like, she's the same way. Her dad's the same way we are. Never asked. Well, you only have the Wagoner one. Let's see. Which one here? This is Daniels. All right. Brother Arthur, you're going to have to email me your address. I never had your address. So what's this here? Oh, okay. Now we have negative one. I'm going to have to get with her because Jesse just asked me. Maybe call in regards to health reform. Let's see. Not today, Jesse. I can't. We can't do any. I can't do a phone call today. Maybe. I don't know. Well, maybe later, but, you know, still got to eat after this, and then I got to do my midday. And then we got the 7 o'clock. If I got time in between that and the 7 o'clock, I'll give you a shout or I'll text you or whatever. But okay, let me put this in an email because I don't want to. We have no books left now, so I'll have to get with Sister Mary Beth, and she'll take a week to get them to me because she's busy. So, all right, let me just email this to myself. All right, so so I'm gonna need your. If Brother Arthur, if you can send me your address, and I'll get that book. And now let me check my emails one last time. I just got an email from Brother Zimbe. Keep Brother Zimbe in prayer, by the way. Or wait, maybe Arthur just sent it to me in Okay, thanks, Arthur. I got it. All right, so you don't have to email me. So thank you there. Well, now I got to email that to me because I'm going to be getting out of here soon. So, but yeah, keep Brother, let me just put Core on there again. Just, all right. All right. So, but yeah, keep Brother Zimbe in prayer. It may be, you know, whatever he's going on, what's going on out there. It's he's in Uganda, right? I think he's in Uganda. He's teaching. I think he's a teacher too. But yeah, because that's a dangerous area to live, that country, you know. So please keep Brother Zimbe and everybody out there in prayer. Okay, what's this? Oh, I just, yeah. Okay. All right, let me see here. Oh, thanks, Matthew. I got yours. Yeah, I got his last name. I got, yeah. It's... All right, so I just checked. Well, I'm gonna check my email one more time just for giggles. And put Core on this one too. Let me send it to me. It's going to take a minute because I'm using a different server. Okay. And what's this? Okay. All right. Are we done? Okay. Oh, one more. Katie just texted me that her and Joe only need one book. Okay, good. Thank you. Good. Okay, now we're even. I won't have to call Mary Beth. I'm still going to call her anyway, but I'll do it Sunday or Monday. Probably Sunday because she's like me. Sunday's the first working day of the week, so she'll be busy. So I'm going to ask her for 10 more, maybe 20 more. I don't know. I hate doing that because she refuses to allow me to pay for it. But again, it's because... what everyone and, you know, Fran and I, we all support her and help her. Because I just think it's so cruel that when her dad died, you know, Vern Bates, when he died, people stopped donating, like the work was going to quit. Mary Beth has always been the one that did the work for her dad. He just did all the teaching and preaching. Well, he started the book thing, obviously, and started printing them, and then she took it over to help him because he got old. So anyway, yeah, that's all I got. Let me drop that, and I'm going to drop the mic here. Let me just check. Sister Mindy, you don't have anything. You can just say yay or nay in the turbo or text chat. Yeah, it's on VBates, Sister Stephanie. It's definitely on VBates. That's where I'm getting it. VBates.com. V like Victor, B-A-T-E-S, VBates. And it's the only place on the planet that I know you can get the books, original books, photocopied from their original format, where there's no editing whatsoever. There's others that claim they have the original books, but they're not very safe. 501c3, associated with SDAs, all that stuff. So, no, Mary Beth and them were actually the SDAs kind of like gave her dad a real rough go, because he was exposing the books. Okay, let me just check all my PMs one last time. All right, so we're good. All right, I'm going to drop the mic. There'll be some music, and then we'll close out in prayer. Thank you. If you can kneel, we're going to finish in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you so much for your presence once again. And thank you for all these blessings that you have bestowed upon your children this last 30 days. Thank you for letting us see your hand move. Thank you for giving us information in advance of what's coming and letting us get more serious about our walks to overcome in every single aspect of our life, get all sin out of our lives. We want that rain, Father. We want that latter rain. And we don't want this world or anything that the flesh has to offer get in our way in any way. So thank you for helping us there. And thank you for blessing us when we go into your word each and every day and prayer. Thank you so much for prayer. It's so nice to be in your presence there. And, Father, thank you for blessing the remainder of this Sabbath day and everybody on our prayer list, all those that were mentioned earlier in the text chat, and all those that are doing the work, especially those on the front lines, Father. Scary stuff going on, but not for us. For those that have no peace in Jesus, they all have fear. You have not given us the spirit of fear. So thank you, Father, for revealing that as well. And we offer this prayer to the best of our ability in the name of your precious Son, our Savior and our King, for all eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.